I'm presenting that on behalf of the other authors. So the title is Programmatic Orchestration of Wi-Fi Networks. And as Sam said, if you look at, for example, home networks and so on, at home access points, things break easily. And you you want it, they are unmanaged, unmonitored, and so on. And the question is, how can we bring the concept to, yeah, the SCN concept, I will talk about that later, what SCN means, to these operator home networks. So so for most users, wireless is getting the prime technology to access the internet. And in 2011, the Wi-Fi Alliance, a trade association that promotes Wi-Fi technology and certifies Wi-Fi products, announced that roughly 1.1 billion Wi-Fi devices were shipped. And this number is expected to double by 2015. So in operator networks, Wi-Fi has become the choice technology to realize offloading strategies. And this is especially necessary to reduce the stress on the cellular networks. In order to support this ever-increasing number of wireless capable devices across residential, public, and enterprise networks, it's a non-trivial task and raises new challenges for network management. So network operators do need novel abstractions and new tools to manage this growing complexity. And ideally, they should be able to manage the wired and wireless portions of the network in unison. And this is basically the prime motivation behind our work. So if we look at enterprise solutions, these systems can handle up to thousands of users. They support thousands of access points and wireless and wired switches and so on, and integrate well with the wired infrastructure. So, and of course, on top of that, they offer certain services for performance and scalability reasons, such as a mobility management application in order to support seamless mobility within the network. Furthermore, they have to support load balancing. What I mean with load balancing is client-based or reassociation-based load balancing, where clients are distributed across the access points. Then they have to support things such as interference management, since the channel is, I mean, we know wireless is a broadcast medium, it's a shared medium, along with microwaves and so on. So in order to to operate, you have to do that. And they have to support channel reconfigurations, since they're most often, if you operate your network in a dense environment, you see lots of other Wi-Fi networks. So what the problem here is that the cheap off-the-shelf hardware, like it's, for example, the home routers, home access points, are outside of the purview of such enterprise solutions. So SDN, as the concept, I mean, aims to bring this these benefits, and let's say this a similar architecture to what can be found, or a concept that can be found in operating systems, to networking. What I mean with that is you have like applications, you can write applications on top of a control plane, which would be the operating system, and then talk to the actual drivers, the actual hardware. So with that, SCN decouples basically the control from the data plane and allows logically centralized control over the forwarding behavior of a network. So in the recent years, SCN has enabled possibilities regards to network configurations, network troubleshooting, and systematic debugging of wired network. But and that's the benefit, and that's why we want to have the SCN concept. So the most prominent SDN interface is the OpenFlow protocol, and it was specifically designed for Ethernet-based switches. And OpenFlow allows a logically centralized controller to remotely update the forwarding tables within switches. Okay. However, OpenFlow does not really address the complexities of the Wi-Fi protocol. And it does not do the handling of client associations, device capability handling, and so on. And that's Wi-Fi has not really been benefited from this SDN approach, from this SDN interface. And this is what we are trying to solve with Odin. So this will lead us to the following research questions. And this is, so what programming abstractions are needed to address the complexities of the IEEE 82.11 protocol stack, so the Wi-Fi protocol stack. How can these abstractions be fit into a software-defined networking architecture? And can it be realized with today's commodity access point hardware and without client-side modification in order to benefit today from this? So next I will talk about Odin and the challenges to realize an SDN for Wi-Fi. So the first problem is that in 82.11 infrastructure, the client the infrastructure has no control over the client's or has limited control over the client's attachment point. That means the hand or the association decision is with the client. The client scans, the client finds access points, and then tries to associate to one of the access points. And if the infrastructure wants to control that, it has to signal the client, okay, no, this access point is not willing to take you. So, and then it starts again and again. So our objective here is to get control over the client's association in order, because this will simplify the mobility management and reassociation-based local linking and so on. So, yeah, what have we done? So the idea is we have a virtual access point, and we created a fixed link between the client and the infrastructure. And with the infrastructure, I mean all of the physical access points that are within the domain. And now, if we decide that the client is better seen at another location or has a better reception there, we just migrate the virtual access point to the new physical location. So a virtual IP migration equals a handoff. So we call this the light virtual access points. And since now the infrastructure has the control over the client's handover decision, it simplifies the client association authentication and handovers, as I said, and it furthermore it allows the virtualization of the wired and wireless portions of the network. Such as, for example, a virtual network is, if you run your own private network and you create a guest instance for your guests. And with this virtual access point, your private access point could literally follow you, for example, even to this conference room, and could be operated here in this room, so if the infrastructure supports it. So, the light virtual access point abstraction can be implemented on top of today's commodity access point hardware. And as I said, so no client-side modifications are required. This is the key abstraction of our system. So there's state associated to a light virtual access point. And that is a per-client MAC address, it's called the BSSID. A network name, it's the SSID. The IP address, which is used to handle ARP and so on. And a set of OpenFlow rules in order to do isolation and slicing, forwarding, I mean, to support mobility and so on. Optional, it also, if encryption is enabled, it also contains the encryption keys. It's roughly 80 bytes of state, excluding the OpenFlow rules. So, and during a migration, all state, all LVAP state is wiped at the old AP and just added to the new AP. Next, I will talk about the components and how these LVAP abstractions fit into an SDN architecture. So as mentioned earlier, our design decouples the control from the data plane, and that means the following. Let's assume we have the following physical infrastructure. And we add a controller. We run agents on the physical devices, so on the switches and the APs. We have the OpenFlow protocol to manage this wired Ethernet-based infrastructure. We've added the ODIN protocol for the wireless, for managing the wireless and the light virtual access points. And on top of that, you can just implement your own applications talking through the control plane or controlling the infrastructure through the control plane. And yeah. So, and now the LVAP is, in this case, it's this virtual instance that is just, that sits on top of the physical infrastructure. So how do we achieve slicing and control logic isolation? And with a slice, it's defined as a set of access points, physical access points, a set of LVAPs, network applications, and the network names, so the SSIDs. The controller ensures the control logic isolation. With that, I mean that one LVAP or that one application can only sees the LVAP that are associated to that particular slice. So this enables the creation of virtualized networks. Another important thing for the operation of wireless networks is, of course, to support proactive and reactive applications. And with that, a reactive application uses triggers and callbacks, whereas a proactive application is timer-based. And this is necessary, for example, if we take a more sophisticated channel selection algorithm. It needs to, for example, react to radars that are near-sighted and so on. So, while on the other hand, it should periodically scan over the channels and find the proper channel assignment for the network. So applications in ODIN can utilize several statistics, and these can be per frame statistics from the ODIN agent. This can be the received signal strength, which is the indicator how good a frame was received at a physical access point, and the associated rate to one of the frames. An application can make use of per flow statistics from the open flow agent, which means, for example, the number of packets associated to one of the flow rules. And it can make use of external measurement sources, for example, like spectral scan data and so on. And with spectral scan data, I mean like real samples of the medium to detect, for example, phones or microwaves and so on. So now we'll talk about the applications that we've realized on top of ODIN. The first application is a proactive client reassociation-based load balancer, and this application proactively generates a hearing map, a client hearing map. and then distribute the clients every minute according to the hearing map. The experiment setup was as follows. So we've used 10 access points distributed across one floor, 32 clients that were configured to automatically associate to the network, and then to request files from a server. So the benefits, the benefits with load balancing enabled as follows. So we've used a fixed rate setting in our setup in order to make sure that clients that were able to associate to the network and to authenticate to the network were able to exchange data with all the access points. In our case, this was 6 megabits per second. And what we can see is that the total throughput increases with load balancing enabled. And this is due to the capture effect and spatial reuse. Furthermore, load balancing leads to a fairness increase, which means in this diagram, what we can see is that roughly 60% of the clients were able to download at least twice as much data as without load balancing. Our automatic channel selection application did a least congested channel selection and scanned through all the channels and computed the average and the max RSSI for each channel. And in this case, our application correctly identified channel 11 as the least congested channel. We have further applications that are enabled by Odin that we have realized, and that is a mobility management application to support seamless mobility. We have an energy saving application that shuts down access points when they are not needed by keeping the coverage the same, at the same level. A guest policy enforcement application to isolate clients. And a wireless Wi-Fi troubleshooting application that is able to detect and localize interference. It's a commonly found application in enterprise networks. So to conclude, so we've realized an open SDN interface for wireless networks. We present the light virtual access point abstraction as a key abstraction, which nicely abstracts away the complexities of the 802.11 protocol stack. This LVAP approach has been realized and prototyped. The source code is publicly available. And we have realized six applications that you can just run in your network. And all of this allows operators to manage the wired and wireless portions of the network in unison. So, thank you. And if you want to check out the code and so on, go to sdn.inet.tu-berlin.de. You will also find the API there. It's currently under development.
I'm curious as to what you're doing compares to some of the commercial solutions out there, like in particular Cisco's Meraki line of products that does basically cloud-managed access points.
Okay. At the ONS, for example, in March, I've talked to the Meru guys and we've chatted about like how do we compare. And currently most of the SDN solutions from these big companies just do the following, and they tunnel everything back into their controller. They run the open flow over there, and they get limited control. I mean, they just keep everything the same management interface that they have today. But they don't really enable or give you a nice API on top of the network, on top of your control plane. And yeah, so
Meraki has like a beautiful API. I mean, it's really like an awesome web interface. Like you can see all the clients on the network. You can see basically even things like non-Wi-Fi interference per access point.
Meraki is this company that has this cloud-based solution, right? I mean, that is, but Meraki does not, so that's, I don't know if it's true, but currently I think Meraki does not support, for example, seamless mobility, or do they? I think they really focus on bring your own device solutions and cloud managed solutions and so on.
They do support seamless mobility in certain ways. Like, I mean, one way is basic. We can take it offline. But yeah. For example, like you can create seamless mobility at layer 2 across a VLAN.
But these solutions really target enterprise networks. And they do not target the operator networks.
Okay.
And with low cost hardware. And this is what we are trying to
achieve. Cost may be certainly a differentiator. Thanks. Yeah.